Wine or EVR to keep it thorough show. I got the homie Alchemist on the phone. Ooh. ALC.
Yeah, I want to extend that. Put a delay on that.
Everybody knows, you know what I'm saying? ALC's a friend of the family. He actually made the Keep It Thorough instrumental, so there's no show without this motherfucker.
How about that?
I got to have him on my show. I'm even pre-taping this interview, which I don't like to do, but this guy has a gig in Cincinnati. And I know before every show you do your premeditation exercises, so.
Yeah, I'm sitting Indian style right now, burning some Nag Champa, and I'm listening to the best of Common, trying to get my mind right. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a croquet hat on? That's the question.
Yes. I have a fedora on. I'm sitting Indian style. And Big Twin is here.
Big Twin. Yo, Big Twin's on that new album, baby. Russian Roulette. Ooh, ooh.
Twin is on Russian Roulette. He's sounding good on there. Queen
he always sounds
in the
good.
Building,
yo,
man.
They chopped. Twin's is in the building. Yo, they chopped this little part at the end off. It's on the beginning of the next track. It drove me crazy, man. What the fuck, man? These Decon guys.
I don't like that. I'm not happy about that. I didn't know about that. Decon, what's going on?
These fucking record label fucks. And here's the other thing. Who's the pinhead that decided you're dropping on July 17th? You know what's going on that day, man. You know what's going on. It's a
what's
big day
on?
Of music.
Is it some fireworks or something?
It's a big day, yo. You got the guy whose first love is a dude. And you have this guy with his wife's wedding dress, man. How could you compete with that, man? Come on. Frank Ocean,
man,
Nas.
I'm on a different frequency. You know what I'm saying? My frequency is a little lower. You know what I mean? So I can still, you know, the resonance, it can still vibrate on a lower frequency and maintain its fluctuational degree. Because I can't go with this.
So you're not gonna be on SoundScan every day looking at it.
What is SoundScan?
iTunes.
What is that?
I don't know. What the fuck
what
is it?
What is that?
Do people even sell records? Do they even sell records anymore? I don't think people sell records.
I don't know. I went to Starbucks and got an album recently. I don't know. Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. They got all the new hot shit over there.
No, but explain your album. Russian Roulette is it's a producer's album. It's you, pretty much the mad scientist fuck that you are. It's just like sound. It's like sound collages. Like, it's just insane, man. Can you even explain?
It's audio. It's like I started thinking about graffiti more.
Yeah.
Like, what we do is we operate under a little bit of illegal, you know, terms like graffiti was. Like, we renegade with this shit. So I just wanted to treat the music like art.
Cool.
Like, if I was to treat, you know, when you used to do your graffiti, you didn't run around and tell everybody, yo, my graffiti's in stores on Tuesday. Go to the train. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you support my piece when it comes through, you know, the station. So
yeah.
I started thinking about it, like, how do we, you know, we survive off this music, but I just want to make it art, man. I don't want to do some dumb shit. I want it to be interesting. If they're interested
from the
beginning to end,
it's that, pal. It's an interesting album.
It's interesting, you know?
It's very interesting. It's sound collages, it's, you know, your sampling game, the audio. And then I love the guests, man. I wasn't even up on this dude, AG, the coroner. I wasn't up on dude.
You don't know about the coroner?
I'm learning about him, baby. I just quoted his lyrics. I'm a new fan, man.
The coroner is menacing, man. I love his rhyme style. I actually got introduced to him through Action. You know, that's part of Action's team.
Action Bronson, that's your man,
yes.
I know.
Who, by the way, is becoming fast, one of the best, in my opinion, man. I think.
Yeah, I saw you bigging him up on that Twitter, man.
Yo, man, let me tell you, every time I get a verse back from him, it's like opening up a present. You know what I mean? It's like a birthday present. I mean, that's him, Rock Marciano, Evidence, Boldy James, Willie the Kid. Oh, man, Durag Dynasty.
Yo, you rolling with that Cat Earl sweatshirt, too, son. That's what I saw out here.
Yo. I got some joints in the computer with Earl, man. By the way, I got an album.
Uh-huh.
That's coming out with my man Damo Genesis.
Damo, yeah, I like Damo. That's my nigga. I like him.
He's going to surprise a lot of people, man. We got a whole album coming out. You know
it's
what I'm
insane,
saying?
It's insane, man.
I don't want to jump the gun, but I believe we're probably just going to throw it out.
That's good.
In August. So streets, just get ready.
The streets need that, baby.
We're going to feed you. Earl is crazy, man. He knows no bounds. We'll see what happens with that.
How do you get to work? Like, you could work with Doug motherfuckers, weirdos. Yeah. Like why do you gel so well with such a wide variety of artist types?
I always offer free weed. So in case,
essential.
You know, sometimes they just want to smoke, you know what I mean? I'm here, weed's here, and you're rolling a blunt, and a beat just comes on.
I'm here chopping shit up.
They're rolling a blunt, and the beat comes on, and hey, you know, you take it from there. But it's really like the studio in L.A. is like fast becoming like an Olympic environment. It's like, Yeah, I don't know any other way to say it except all the artists I work with, they come there, they want to hear who was here yesterday. Let me hear what they did. All right.
There you
go. Step, like, everybody's competing. It's like rap war every day in the lab, so.
You got to, like, your own fucking D&D studios or something.
And then it's still because, you know, Large Poe was in town last week.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my, you know, god of rap. So I say, yo, Large, come through. Yeah. He's chilling now. Here comes Earl and Dom and Chuck from Cool Kids is over there. And it's like a blend of different worlds, which is dope to me. And I feel like I'm one of the few people who could maybe even connect all these people. I don't say, hey, y'all got to hook up. I just create the environment.
Yeah.
And everybody's there and we end up making all this music. So whoopty friggin' do, voila.
And you know, a lot of talk now about sampling, you know, Lord Finesse is suing Mac Miller. Let's not get too deep into it. But like with sampling, yeah, like you get so crazy. I mean, I know what a crazy record collector you are. Like, why do you still have that hunger to like find all these sounds and your approach to production? Why are you still so dedicated to that? And what does it give you? What does it give you inside from doing that shit?
I mean, I love all type of music, but there's something about those records, you know? To me, my style is collage-based at this moment, so it's like I like to pull from different sources.
Yeah.
And some people, they shit on sampling, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, he samples, you know? He's not a real musician, you know? But I think anybody... So if you got your keyboard and you play your notes, you know what I mean? And you're like, I made this from scratch. You got to be one egotistical motherfucker because there's nothing new under the sun. Somebody played those chords before.
Yeah.
Nobody owns anything. You know what I mean? So I just enjoy it. I like the sound of that shit. It sounds like a nice crackly sound, like some fried eggs in the background. Like how you fry bacon. That shit is great, man. I love it. Yeah. And it goes well with people's voices, like,
yeah,
Prodigy, you know, like, you add a little crackle. Listen to those old mob beats, man. That shit sounded like Havoc was stepping on the records and putting cigarettes out on them before he sampled them.
Yo, get my mic right. Get my mic right.
Get my mic right, man.
Nah, man, I think even it's like, I like the joint you have on there with Twins, like you said, Big Twins, and Willie the Kid's on the album. You got the first one that came out was the Flight Confirmation with Danny Brown, Schoolboy Q. Tell everybody about that. They can get that right now because that's on iTunes, and then the album is Tuesday. So
absolutely. I crafted the record, like, this is the first time I ever did this. I made it, the whole album, instrumentally first.
Wow.
And just designed the whole album, you know what I mean? And then little by little, it was like, out of my want to just keep it interesting, I said, all right, let me sprinkle it with some rhymes here. You know, maybe it was one part that said, yo, do Rat Dynasty rhyme, you know, fuck this one. They got on it, and it was really like me working with the artists who I feel right now. Like, there was a dude on there, Chewy. I didn't even know Chewy. You know what I mean? I just reached out to him.
You don't know Chewy?
Said, you're dope. I've seen his videos, you know, it was a little earlier in the game, and I'd seen Joey Badass. I would have tried to hit him, yo.
Yeah.
Get on this shit. There's so much talent right now in the rap game. It's like, and I love the fact that they mess with me. You know what I mean? Like, when you hear the shit that me and Dom are doing, I didn't try to create their sound.
Mm-hmm.
We just went in and made some music that is dope, and I think it's going to be, it'll surprise people. You
know,
because
we're both from the 90s. I mean, it's like you said, you're not shitting on the state of the game. Like, you seem inspired by what's going on right now. You know what I mean?
I think everybody is, man. Nas, I just dug into Nas' album. Incredible, man. He's back on his, man. And then Large Pro album is like, he's re-inspired again. I don't know what happened. His new album is crazy to me.
Yep.
Like, so I feel like everybody's inspiring each other, and we all raising the level of art. You know what I mean? As far as sales and all that stuff, I can't really tell you because it's like a fight that's fixed, in my opinion. So why don't even go to that arena?
Yeah.
It's like, you ain't going to set me up for a loss because I know globally we win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and I think it's just now is a forward way to think. Well, how do we, you know, let's package this merch and give the music out free, you know, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Sell hamburgers and get paid off real estate. I mean, you know, one way or another, we'll find the hustle.
No, and I know you also don't like the politics of the game, and you get to make the kind of records the way you want to make them without the politics involved with
it. I'm stubborn.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stubborn, man. I'm a stubborn dude, man. Yeah, I'm
you?
A jerk. Stay in my little room, make my little prehistoric rap beats, man.
Nah, man, we love you. We love you for it, man. Say, so
yeah,
buy
man.
Russian Roulette, man. D-Con, baby, next Tuesday, man. I say buy everything, man. Support the culture, man. It's
That's
a big
what's
album.
What's up, man? Elliot, you're the man. You know what's up, man. You're important for this whole... I feel like you're important, too, as far as connecting worlds.
Thank you,
sir. Because, you know, you work on the top with the Jays and the Rosses, and then you also on the ground floor with rappers, you know, people like myself or even
you got to cover it all.
Like, you're just you recognize what's dope, and I always trust your taste on shit. So I feel like I think you're important by being able to bridge these worlds. Because, like, ain't no reason why Ross can't get a beat from a person like me or what.
No, that perfection shit was dope.
Yeah, but you know, they'll hear my work, body of work, and their body of work and think that it's so different.
Yeah, or, yeah.
You know, like, I don't see why Lars can't lay the beat down from Chuck for the Cool Kids or somebody.
Yep.
I see it as tearing down those. And just making dope stuff.
All right, well, I'm about to play some of your dope stuff, man.
Yeah, Al,
I appreciate you, homie. Thanks for checking in.
Every time, man. You know how we do it.
All right, Al. It's YN on EVR. Keep it thorough.
Let's do it.